Whatever you want, I don't care. Record or don't record, I don't care.
Static.
Hey, brother, what's that show? It's the bottom.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
I thought it was going to be Napoleon Dynamite there for a minute. I don't care, record, I don't care.
I don't remember that being a Napoleon Dynamite. That's
it sounded a little Napoleon Dynamite-ish.
Gosh!
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Do your Pedro
impersonation.
I like
record.
I record, it doesn't matter to me, Dynamite, Napoleon.
I took my pants off.
I do like my hair.
I do like my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
God! Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, good reaction on the old haunted house story last week there. So.
Yeah.
I think your wife has got a new fan.
I think so. Yeah, CB.
CB seemed to like Mrs. Title there.
We got a thing going on.
You guys will be like the next Sonny and Cher right there.
They say our love won't pay the rent.
Or more like Cher and Chaz, maybe.
Ooh. Wow. That's cold. That's ice cold.
Oh, come on now.
Ice cold.
Chaz Bono is a hero for all transgendered people. You should be proud to be compared to Chaz Bono.
Okay, well, there you go.
There you go.
I don't care. Let him dance. I don't care.
Well, I don't care either. I don't even watch the damn show. What do I care?
I don't watch the show either. I don't care.
Fine with me if he did. He can dance if he wants to.
Put Charles Manson on there. I don't care. I don't watch the show. You know, who cares?
I gotta get on Dancing with the Stars.
You know?
Can you get out of here?
I'm not watching it.
Yeah, I can see Manson on Dancing with the Stars. That'd be good.
Okay.
You know, it'd be great at the end of this number if I slit your throat.
That doesn't sound like Charles Manson. That's.
I don't know what he sounds like, so.
Yeah.
Do you?
I would not know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't sound like that, but it doesn't sound like your Charles Nelson Reilly voice.
Come on, kiddies. Ooh, it's a cult.
He's crazy. He's not a homo. Jesus.
It's Charles Nelson Manson Reilly.
Yes.
Sharon Tate, I've got an answer for you.
Ah, jeez. There's KY all over these people. What the hell? What's this about?
It's Charles Nelson Manson Reilly.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
Let's move forward, shall
we? Let's move on. Let's move the show along.
Let's move this along here a little bit. So.
So.
You know, school's in session.
Yes.
Has been for a while.
Yes, right? It's October.
Your kids in school?
Yeah, for a long time now. Yeah.
Do you homeschool? I can't remember.
Do I homeschool children?
That's probably a bad way to go with you.
Probably a bad idea, yeah. That'd probably be.
You're not a homeschooler type person, right?
Especially with my horrific math skills. I think it would be a horrific.
Well, we don't homeschool. My kids are in school. And
which actually I'm surprised because I think you'd be like the first guy to jump on homeschooling personally. But,
really? I don't want
that kind of weird person that you'd like totally be into it. Like, we're just going to do it. This way.
Well, I wouldn't say that it hasn't crossed the idea path there, but so far, no.
Yeah.
Not homeschooling right now. So my son, he comes back home with his, stuff from school. He's got some papers he's been working on, you know, and I'm kind of thumbing through the papers.
Some people call it homework, I think.
Homework, yeah. Well, it was more of a project.
Yeah, but it's a homework too.
Kind of a thing there, and I'm just kind of, perusing. He's a very smart kid. He's incredibly intelligent. He gets very good grades, right?
Yes.
So I get one, it's a B. I'm like, oh, that's interesting, a B, because most of them are A's. And it's the food chain.
Did you put a lit cigarette out on his arm?
Cigarette out on his arm.
That bees are not acceptable in your eyes.
No, believe me, I really don't care about grades. These kids have kind of taken this on their own, not me, believe me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, what's up with the what's up with the bee? I'm like, you know, I go, this is the food chain stuff. You know this stuff, right?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, my teacher said that you know, mine wasn't quite right. And I'm like, well, show me here. And so I'm looking closer, it's kind of folded up, you know, a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I unfold it, and it's got like, you know, the fish, you know, and some kind of raccoon or something. And then it's got like some type of a coyote or something.
Yeah.
And then there's the man.
Yeah.
And usually that's kind of the end of the food chain, right?
Right.
You got the man? Yeah. Oh, well, my son put Bigfoot above the man. He's got Bigfoot on the food chain.
Bigfoot on the food chain.
And his teacher writes the red line there. It says, stop here.
You've never put Bigfoot above people. Never.
And I'm like, she didn't think Bigfoot was on top of the food chain, is what you're telling me. He's like, I guess not.
Which is weird because he's like 18. So that's,
no, he's not 18.
That's completely.
He's in grade school. Okay. I just thought it was funny. He's got Bigfoot at the top of the food chain.
No, teacher, that's my daddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's certainly not where, not his dad there. No.
What's this thing with the crazy hair and glasses?
That's right.
That's my daddy.
It's not Bigfoot. No, he had labeled it Bigfoot. It was Bigfoot. He labeled it And I said, evidently she's not a believer then, is she? And
you'll never go to Illinois State if you don't.
I guess not.
You'll never go to Illinois State.
I kind of was like, seems good to me.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, hey.
Hey.
Bigfoot.
Hey, Bigfoot.
Top of the food chain.
Top of the food chain. I just think he deserves an A for that.
I'm thinking outside the box right there, don't you?
Credit. He went above and beyond, you know?
You know, if they ever actually find a Bigfoot, then, you know, it will be top of the food chain.
Who will be laughing then, huh?
That's right.
Who will be laughing then?
He'll be like holding that piece of paper up saying, you know, hey, teach.
We'll get Josh Gates on that. That's Assassination Truth. Go out there and check that out.
Oh, I just thought that was really funny.
That's creative. I think he deserves an A.
I should scan that in because I should find that and scan it in because that's good.
I want you to do that.
Although he did give me another argument, which kind of he goes, he said, I was talking to her and I said, well, a fly is at the top of the food chain. And she disagreed with him evidently and didn't want him to put it on his paper.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why would you say a fly would be at the top of the food chain? He says, well, when anything dies, the flies come in and eat it.
Oh, so perfect. He's right.
He's right. I'm like, right. I can't argue with that. It's all maggots and flies and insects, right?
That's an A in my book.
He didn't put that on the paper, but he slipped the Bigfoot in.
The Bigfoot. Well, I know, but Bigfoot, yes. Okay.
So, yeah, I was just like, you know, I'm like, I think you got something there. And I said, well, you know, when you get a little older, they'll factor in the flies and everything in the Bigfoots. I go, right now, they really want to keep it simple. You're thinking a little beyond the reach of your grade level there.
Yeah.
You know, I've said, Maverick, you're writing checks your body can't cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't seem to care. I go, because honestly, I don't stress grades at all. In fact, I actually do the opposite. Whenever the kids come home and they're worried about, I'm like, I don't care about the grade. Just go and do your best, and you know. But it seems to work out. He's a pretty smart kid, so.
The next piece of paper had the U.S. presidents, and you're like, wow, Loch Ness Monster did not come after the just so you know.
Hey, you never know. Whatever.
You never know.
It's interesting. I think I'd put Bigfoot at the top of the food chain. That would be my pick.
The capital of New Jersey is not the Jersey Devil.
Well, it could be. Could be. Not. Hey, smartass in the room in there with you?
What?
I hear smartass in there.
No.
All right. Is that your dog?
What?
You got like a jar of peanut butter with your dog in there or what?
Why?
So, Bigfoot, top of the food chain, and what's happened this week for you,
top
Miles?
Top of the food chain!
What about you, huh?
So,
I think I'll turn it, I'll send it to Fail Blog. I'll be Bigfoot Win.
Yeah.
Right, top of the food chain, there you go.
I think so. I think it's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. So, you know, my dad and his sister and brother were all raised in Chicago.
So you told me, and they used to swim naked.
Well, not together.
In public school.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The boys would, yes, that's true.
Yeah, it was some kind of weird naked swim fest going on up there in Chicago Public School District, yes.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
The boys kind of stayed in the area, but my aunt moved out east.
With good reason.
And has lived out east for quite a while.
I know your uncle is actually a quite famous person. So, from what you've told me, he's been involved with some really famous celebrities.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he met the guy that created the Raid commercials. So
there you go.
But, yeah. Which is cool. You know.
It's cool. Yeah, he's got that go. Raid!
Raid! But, you know, I'll post some stuff on the Bears, and, like, sometimes my aunt will chime in, like, yeah, go Bears, go Bears, you know?
Yeah.
So she still remembers, like, old Chicago, you know? She still, you know, got some roots in Chicago.
All right.
Which is cool, because I don't have any family in Chicago anymore.
Well, like, no, they all moved away.
In the city. Now, you know, and she's helping me, you know, doing some family tree stuff, you know, and this and that.
What? Family tree? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean...
What's with the family tree stuff?
My family tree is like an Etch-A-Sketch, basically. You know what I'm saying? It's just so...
We're going to erase that portion.
Yeah, it's... No, it's just crazy lines all over the place, but...
Hey!
No, she drops a bombshell on me last week. She says,
I'm your father!
I'm your father in a dress.
I'm your father.
No.
I've been sending mail from the East Coast all these years.
I'm living with Bigfoot.
I've got a hoo-hoo and a wee-wee.
That's my aunt. That's not cool. See, that's not really cool, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was your father.
No, it's my aunt. My real aunt.
Your real aunt. Is she really your aunt?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she taking you to her bosom?
So, no, she got the bombshell on me. She goes, I used to date one of the Bears.
Yeah. And when she said date, she meant?
I don't know. I know. She was, you know, she and her friends hung out with the Bears.
Like the Staley Bears from Decatur?
She's not quite that old, okay? She's not.
As you know, the Bears were from Decatur originally, Staley Bears.
Yes, Staley's, actually.
The Staley's.
Yes. But no,
originally from Decatur.
When she was in college, her and her friends hung out with the Bears in the 1950s.
And I've got a dress that's got semen on it.
Well, I wasn't really going in that direction with it, but... Yeah.
I've got proof positive. I got bear semen.
But you know who was also on that team? You know who was on that team?
I have no idea.
A guy named Joe Fortunato.
Oh, I have seen this briefly, yes.
And I believe it to be a distant relative of...
Manny the Mailman,
Manny Fortunato.
Yeah. So you think your aunt, you did Manny's uncle or something?
Well, I don't know about that, but let's just say they did.
You're telling me that your aunt was involved in group sex with the Chicago Bears?
No, she wasn't involved with group sex of the Chicago Bears.
This was back in the 60s, man.
This is the 50s. No, you're getting all... Jeez.
Go ahead.
What if they would have hooked up and had a child, though? You know, because then we would be like cousins. Me and Manny would be related.
Well, you kind of are in a way. I mean, if you look at sexual history.
You think?
Well...
I don't.
In the age of AIDS, Miles.
Yeah.
You are. Whenever you sleep with somebody else, you've already slept with all those people they slept with before.
I didn't sleep with Desiree. So.
No, I mean your aunt.
Yeah.
And the Bears.
I don't think my aunt bedded, you know, George Belanda or anything. No, but.
I'm just saying.
I didn't know that.
She swap and spit. Stuff.
Huh?
She's swapping spit with the Bears.
I don't know. She didn't go into
She didn't details. Elaborate. She's like, I got this whole separate tree. It's called the sexual tree.
I guess. Tree. Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-oh, a tornado.
And I hope you're happy now.
Are you going to pick it up?
Hold on. I got to move here.
Hello, Auntie.
My aunt's on the phone here. I don't want to. I don't want her to hear this.
So your aunt?
Oh man, there's dog shit on the floor.
Oh, geez.
Did you step on this? Did you look like someone stepped on it?
Oh my gosh.
Is this dog stuff?
It's a house of horrors.
This a cat?
Is this the title? House of shit.
Or is this a hairball?
Oh,
hairball.
Oh, it's even worse.
It looked like a giant turd.
That's great. Fantastic.
It was like, actually, like little nunchucks, actually. It's got like a hair or something connecting them. No, look at it. Come here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not looking at it. I can't see a damn thing.
Yeah, let's pick it up. Okay.
Oh, please.
Disgusting.
Can we move on with your aunt and her, you know, practices?
No, I'm not. You know, you're gonna ruin a beautiful thing.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
My auntie never let me know that. You know, it's weird.
Well,
what,
she probably thought it was no big thing.
Yeah. Well, she said now her friend and like the quarterback might have hooked up. You know,
her friend and the quarterback. Now, who did she hook up with?
This
is like the Jersey Shore. It's the Chicago. It's the North Shore here.
My aunt Snooky.
That's right.
And
hey, you guys want a party?
No, I don't know. She told me what his name was.
Why don't we go for a drive and you could just lay your head in my lap?
All right.
Be just like bridesmaids.
That or the movie Diner, you know.
Yeah.
That's the popcorn, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Now, I don't remember. It was like Bill something. Bill.
Yeah, Bill the, you know.
Bill Bixby.
don't make it angry.
Don't make me angry.
No, don't make it angry. It gets larger.
I don't. It doesn't get green.
Anyway, if you don't know who Bill Bixby was, he played
the Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk. Lou Ferrigno was actually the Hulk, but he played the...
He was actually Dr.
Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Yeah. In the old 70s show, which you should watch. It's very funny.
Or was it David Banner?
I don't know. Was he Bruce Banner? I can't remember. They switched his name up.
Yeah.
He was Dr. Banner. I know that.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno was the Hulk.
Yeah. And always will be.
And always will be. You're right. You're correct. No matter how they CGI that Hulk, it's always going to be Lou.
You're right. Because you can't hug a CGI. You can't.
He goes, that's Lou Ferrigno being the Hulk right there. That's my impersonation of Lou Ferrigno being the Hulk.
That's how I picture you right before climax.
Well, if you talk to your aunt a little bit more, maybe you'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. She said there was some club they used to party at or something.
Yeah, the Playboy Club.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
She was a bunny.
I don't know.
She'll be telling you that next.
I don't know.
I was a cigarette girl.
I don't know. She did not, tell me that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So what, does this fuel your whole bear mania that you got going on?
Yeah, yeah.
I could actually be in the club somehow in a distant past. I know, past.
Like, man, like, if she was hooked up with the right guy, you know what I mean? No.
I could have lifelong season tickets to the Soldier Field.
I mean, no offense to my uncle, God rest his soul, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
God.
No kidding.
There I could go. Be, like, center field, like, every game.
There you go.
Every freaking, I could be in box seats with
you. You and Manny sharing a box.
Hey, Miles, thanks for inviting me.
No, he'd have his own because, you know, his whole connection there.
Manny, this is Manny talking.
Is that how Manny? I don't think that's how Manny talks.
Welcome to special edition.
special delivery. special edition.
Special ad. Welcome to special ad.
I got the Hulk over here.
He has a problem at having an orgasm.
Oh my gosh.
He had Soldier Field today.
At Soldier Field.
Special edition.
I'm here with Snooki. Miles Ann.
My aunt Snooki.
You guys better get me a goddamn beer.
I brought my cousin Joe Fortunato with me.
Where's my fucking beer? You don't want my mouth to get dry.
Where's Hulk's nuts? Everybody.
I'm angry.
Special delivery, special edition, whatever the hell the show's called. I don't know.
Yeah, you're a fan. You're
I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I don't know.
What's his name again?
I got his name wrong.
It's Lanny the Lawyer. Yeah. Lanny the Lawyer.
I got the, whatever.
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 I can give a shit.
Not fine. Come on. What's up, Manny? Come
I just love the bears. Come on, I love the bears. I love the drink of my beer. I love to, whack it to
pictures of the fridge.
What do they call the bearettes? What do the cheerleaders call
the honey bears?
Honey bears. I like to whack it.
Hey, I'm friends with some of the honey bears, man.
Cela Ward and the honey bears are my two main squeezes.
Don't ruin it, man. I'm friends with like two honey bears, man.
Honey bears.
You're going to ruin my good thing, man.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, you're going to ruin my good thing.
If they know you, they know, all about you.
Yeah, I'm funny. I crack them up.
Yeah, you're funny, all right.
I do, man.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Hulk.
Delivery for you. Oh.
Go see the Avengers. Hey, Banner, I like your work.
Hey, Mr. McGee.
More like Mr. McGee. Oh,
Mr. McGee, get away from my sack. Hail sack.
Hulk, punch nuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Smash teabag.
I hope Manny takes his time getting home from Las Vegas. So it's all- I don't want him to hear this now. I really don't.
You don't? Well, anyway, so your aunt's had some type of a friendship with the Bears. We'll put it that way. We'll put it in the 50s. We'll put it in 50s terminology there.
Yeah.
And then your uncle came up and said, "Bears, get your damn hands off her."
You're a jerk, man.
George McFly!
You're a jerk, man. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a jerk. Come on.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
I'm not a jerk. What are you talking about? Who was being a jerk earlier?
What? Off the air? Yeah.
What? Where?
Well.
Come on, Barbarino.
Well, what?
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 So, so you've got some kind of connection to the Bears, is what you're saying.
I do.
Unfortunately, it's not a ticket connection, which would be...
Oh, you know, man.
Something a little bit more worthwhile, but...
Mrs. McCaskey, could you go get me another beer? Please.
So what else, what else, what else have you learned of this family tree kind of business?
Possibly I'm related to an old-time professional baseball player, too.
Oh, really? Roy Hobbs.
Roy Hobbs, yeah.
From the Natural.
From the Natural, yeah.
No, really, who's that? Who would that be?
Guy you might have heard of, his name is Reggie Jackson. So.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't
know. Get the fuck out of here.
No, it's not Reggie Jackson. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you the guy's name now. Cause I'm I won't tell you the guy's
name. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Well, there's. I might be related to the guy.
Who? What is it?
I might. No, I'm not going to say the guy's name.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to tell you what the guy's name is, though. Yeah, you don't need to know.
All right, no problem.
When I prove that he is related, then I will mention it.
Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb would not be correct, but yeah. Okay. It's,
I heard Ty Cobb was a racist, so you're probably lucky.
Abner Doubleday.
Abner Doubleday.
Abner Doubleday.
I don't know. I've never seen you grow one of those big twirly mustaches, so maybe you are related.
You think?
I don't think so.
No, I'm not, no.
It'd have to be some kind of Polish person, wouldn't it be?
Yes, it is a Polish person.
Karol Yastrzemski.
It was a man who hid his Polish name.
Nationality, really? Why? Why would he do that?
I don't know. He didn't think people would, dig his name, so he changed his name.
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig is your...
It was Lou Gehrigsky before. Yeah.
Gergiski.
Gergiski.
But that didn't sound very good.
Yeah, just shorten it. Just cut off that ski.
No, so yeah, I'm learning all sorts of stuff.
Wow. Well, what's inspired you to do this?
I don't know. You know,
is it akin to panning for gold? Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a little bit like Roots, I suppose, in a way.
Okay. I don't know how your family tree would be anything like Roots, but go ahead.
Well, I mean distantly. I mean distantly.
No. Other than, I mean, possibly.
Yeah.
Owning slaves, I don't see where you would be at.
No, that did not happen.
No, I don't think so. You don't know. You haven't dug back far enough.
Well, then again, yes. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. Are you? Can you trace back to immigrants?
Yes.
Okay. See, I can't go back far enough to catch any immigrants, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, no, I'm getting into it, but, you know, it's hard to follow, you know.
I just hear bits and pieces here and there, so.
I hear stuff, you know, but.
None of it's any good, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't worth repeating.
It's not?
No.
Yeah.
No bear stuff other than, you know. I lived in Decatur.
Oh, your great-great-grandpa killed some Indians up here by Decatur and forced their land.
Yep.
Should be proud.
We should be proud of taking over the Indians' land.
Yeah, I know. I was just reading something on that, too, man. It's sad, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's part of the deal there. Don't dig too deep if you don't want to know.
Part of the deal, man.
And see how terrible your ancestors were to people. You know.
They lost, man. You know, it's
deal,
man.
To victory go the spoils.
They should have fought harder, man. They gave up in the fourth quarter, man.
Hey, so what? They didn't got a gun.
That's right.
They ain't got no guns.
They had it coming. I don't care.
do your walk and.
You know, the Indians.
Yeah.
Charm people. Yeah. The mystical.
Mystical.
Okay. They got beads.
Yeah. Good.
Long beads.
Oh, very good. So what are you going to do with all this newfound information?
Keep it to myself, pretty much.
Oh, now that you mentioned this part. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just, no one else is really doing it, you know, so.
So, oh, are you talking to, you should record everybody. You should record them. I'll have a little section on here called Miles Family Tree. I remember.
No, because then it's going to get all weird stories about me on there. I remember when Miles got caught playing doctor with little Michelle Anderson there. And
I remember when he was running around naked in the house.
When he handcuffed himself like a dumbass down at the Shopko and everyone laughed. The dumbass. Gonna be stuff like that.
Yeah. Look, it's a one-string bass, Grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
I remember when the stupid shit drove that golf cart into his daddy's Cadillac. Shit. Everyone said he was a stupid shit, and he cracked stupid shit.
There you go.
That's what it's going to be, like, now. yeah, it's going to be all these stories, like everything that's ever bad happened to me, I know it.
And I was going to go into the bathroom, and guess who was in there playing with his winky?
Miles Tuttle.
My ding-a-ling.
Yeah, holy Christ. I saw that, and I said, that boy's going to have to be homeschooled after that. The stupid shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it'd be all that weirdness.
True, I guess. Well, anyway, I wish the best for your family tree there.
That boy was always drinking pop.
He always had a soda in his hand.
I ain't surprised he's a diabetic, the stupid. Always drinking that goddamn pop.
Oh, my goodness.
Goddamn.
That's great.
Stupid shit.
Stupid shit. Well, there you go. You have it now.